This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Hey, fam.
Hey, so Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and I just thought I'd be a cool dude and let you know that this year, I will be hosting the quiz show equivalent of that scary scene from Dumbo where he drinks the clown water and sees all those elephants just going fucking nuts. We all remember that scene. It's fucking scary as shit. It'll be me hosting with a bunch of comedians and Sans Pants people as guests, and I can basically guarantee no one will ever be the same again. Tickets will be available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and the Melbourne International Comedy website, tomorrow, so watch this space.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, who is Waluigi, and what does he want?
Why Luigi?
The who, what, where, how, and why of Luigi.
Okay, so he's not Wario's brother, yeah? Because
no.
I always assumed he was.
They are not related.
So Waluigi is someone that we've mentioned a lot here before, but we've never dived into who he is and what does he want.
He is the hero in the Zelda series.
That's great to mention of Link's. Waluigi's wang, 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 wang. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win.
I can imagine Waluigi having Mr. Fantastic's powers, I just realized. And
yeah,
that would
absolutely
be sick.
I always find it tragic.
Yeah, he's like, you remember, like, anyone watch X-Files?
You got
yeah.
way too excited just then.
Oh, you know that stretchy
stretchy
liver-eating monster from X-Files?
Yeah, you can imagine Waluigi sliding through a grate.
Yeah, sliding through a vent, eating people's livers. That's...
I'm always sad. It's like a classic, like one of those text posts you see or whatever, where someone was like, I had a dream that Nintendo released an open world pirate game starring Waluigi called Sea of Greed. And I think it is a tragedy we don't live in a world where that exists.
I just want a Super Mario Superstar Saga game, but Wario and Waluigi.
I agree.
That'd be sick.
What is a platformer where you play as Wario and Waluigi?
Yeah.
So fucking good.
Because what I love, right, in the Wario games, because I'm a big fan of the Wario Land series, right, is that every power-up Wario receives, it just damages him, and that's how he like, does things. So instead of, like, Mario gets a mushroom, gets big, Wario gets stung by a bee, and then he can float upwards, or Wario gets crushed by a boulder, and then he's flat and can slide into different places. Or drunk. Yeah, Wario just gets real drunk. I always wanted a game where it's Wario and Waluigi, but to solve puzzles, you damage each other to get through the various, like, rooms and puzzles. I think that'd be so much fun.
Well, the thing, the saddest fact in the world is that Waluigi has got to be Nintendo's most, like, internally hated character.
Yes,
I think everyone just at Nintendo is like, fuck, why did we create this guy?
I know they hate Wario. I know there's a lot of hate for, like...
Really?
Yeah.
Remember the WarioWare series.
Well,
that, like...
it does well, but maybe somebody... It's either the like, Nintendo... Just in general, or it's the Smash Brothers guy just hates Wario.
Yeah, because they'll be like, oh, you know, we've got a new Super Mario platformer out, so it's going to be Mario, obviously. Yeah. We've got Luigi in there.
That's pretty
good.
And
then there's two other characters. I was thinking a blue toad and a yellow toad. It's like, no, why not just make that Wario and Waluigi?
That would be so much fun.
And then even in the WarioWare games, it's like, well, you know, Waluigi, Wario, like, they're pals, at least.
Yeah.
it's like, no, no, we're going to make a bunch of like badly drawn aliens and like and like weird like fat guys with like weird hats be the characters in this.
And a dog and, that drives a taxi, maybe?
Yeah, that said, so. I love all those characters. Yeah. And if anyone slides him in this episode, I'm fucking walking.
8-bit rules. 8-bit, that's his name.
9-bit.
9-bit,
nine
fuck.
Yeah,
9-volt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 9-volt, fuck.
Volt. I'm out of here.
All right.
So Waluigi is purple, tall, lanky, wrong.
Yeah, okay. So and we first appeared in Mario Tennis. Yes,
yes, on the Nintendo 64.
Because Wario needed a partner.
And what? Wario, wa in Japanese means bad.
Yeah.
So Wario is bad Mario.
Rio.
Bad Rio.
So Waluigi's whole shtick is that he's just a bad Luigi?
Yeah, except
so his identity is like based around someone else.
Yeah, but he's... Waluigi must be a nickname because he's not... So, like, at least Wario is related to Mario. They're cousins, right?
Right?
Yeah. Or is that also not true? Is that a myth?
Nintendo throws stuff around like this all the time because... So, in the Super Mario Brothers movie, it's Mario, Mario, and Luigi.
Sorry,
Mario.
I just looked up, is Wario to then look up, like, is Wario Mario's cousin? And the first thing is Wario a libertarian?
That's the first suggestion. That's a question on everyone's lips. What the fuck?
What's so Mario's... obviously I'm clicking that.
That's why Mario stands on gun control.
Well, I'm reading a little bit on, like, I found something that I want to, like, circle back to.
Sure.
But when asked, like, if he's a brother of Wario, the creator did say that while he did not know...
The creator's like, I don't know.
That can't be right. Who's he asking? This Wikipedia article is like, that can't
I have
be.
No idea.
All right, no. The voice actor.
Waluigi's motives
actor.
Are a mystery to me.
Not the voice actor said that he did not know. He felt that they were just two nice evil guys who found each other. So maybe they're like in a nice either platonic relationship or a romantic relationship.
The odd
they're
couple.
Each other.
Our Wario and Waluigi love us. A war couple, yes. continuing my search on Google.com.
Yeah.
I typed, is Wario Mario?
Yeah.
And then the first three suggestions are, is Wario Mario's dad? Is Wario Mario's brother? And then, is Wario Mario's son?
I made the baddest son. He came out of like me, but a lot of worse.
I can imagine.
I try to teach him my values.
He got him a backwards for some reason.
I call him a bad Mario. Wario.
No, I can kind of imagine the other way around that Wario is the dad. He does seem a little bit older.
Mario, why you're not a cool like your papa?
It's like where your motorbike, son.
It's like someone being born to a crime family and then becomes like a good, honest cop.
Unplugging the toilet. One day this will be a skill you can use.
Son, I shit big again. Get in there.
Okay, papa. That just makes Waluigi the weird guy that's always at the house.
Yeah.
Oh, it like would be like Wario makes Mario call Waluigi Uncle Waluigi despite the fact they're not brothers and their relationship is confusion. Yeah.
You just know some criminal activity takes place in the house, but Mario tries to, he doesn't want to know what it is.
Waluigi is the kind of like, you know, uncle in quotation marks that's allowed to hit Mario.
Yeah.
Mario, is that kind of family?
Poor Mario.
So are you saying that the series The Slap exists in the Mario universe?
Waluigi slaps baby Mario. I forgot baby Mario is a character. It's so weird to imagine Waluigi carrying him. Not that he ever would.
dropping baby Mario.
But like, because they also, like, to me, Waluigi looks like a guy that either is making meth or definitely has dealt meth in the past.
Is he the making or dealing, not using?
I'd say he just knows someone that makes and deals meth.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Also,
Wario.
Birdo.
Birdo does have a big nose for putting stuff in. So.
Where's the correlation?
No, it's
you
like
know
just,
how you snort meth.
I know you don't snort meth, but I just think that big tube, because Birdo doesn't have a mouth, I don't think. That's what you'd put it all, you know?
Yeah, just shove it in there.
Shove
the feds
it in,
are coming.
Put it in Birdo.
All right, now I just want to read out something that just kind of gave me a bit of a pause here.
Yeah.
So in one game, I think it's Mario Hoops 3-on-3.
Yes.
Waluigi features the ability to summon a body of water and swim towards each game's respective ball, which IGN editor Rob Berman described as baffling.
That is pretty baffling. Yeah, because in Power Tennis as well, another Mario game, yeah, he can, he just summons water. So I guess they've decided Waluigi
water themed.
What? So weird.
What? So he has the ability, like a shit Iceman. Yeah. Yes. So he's got.
Or one of the Avatar.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's He's got water bending powers, but just powers. Away. Well, the only game.
He's like in Captain Planet, like Earth, wind, water.
Just drenches everybody.
But it's like, it's slimy, kind of thick oil slick.
Yeah,
oil.
Yeah, yeah. A pollution. But the only game that Waluigi has ever been the villain of, or even close to a main character, is the Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix. And in that, Waluigi wants to win a dance
in this essay, I will.
I think he's trying to win a dance competition. He's trying to collect dance crystals to make him the best dancer in the world. So as for the what does he want section, does Waluigi want to be the greatest dancer in the land?
Well, can we just circle back to dance crystals?
Yeah. You've got to get those dance crystals.
That's what's meth, huh? That's what meth is called in the Mushroom Kingdom. Ah.
Deliver these dance crystals for me, Waluigi.
Waluigi, he wanted them, the dance crystals. Okay.
Yeah, so does he want to be a dancer? Is that what he wants?
I mean, let's have a look at his body. I mean, does he have like the sort
he's
of...
He's got
like
a kind of dancer's physique. Not really.
It's funny
because... ballet kind of physique there.
So I just found the description of his Smash Bros. Trophy, which gives it... I'm just trying to piece together... It's like,
well, yeah,
I've got a board...
Yeah, this is the most research he's ever done of anything. Yeah.
Look, he can summon water.
I'm pulling facts from everywhere. There's a lot of...
He likes
board
dancing.
Work going on here.
Meanwhile, I'm three words into the sentence, is Wario Mario's cousin?
I didn't even bring my phone.
So Waluigi is said to be a mischievous, cunning man who dislikes the happiness of other characters.
Yeah, I remember reading somewhere that the voice actor of Waluigi said that he tried to make Waluigi pitiful.
Well, it's the same. It's Charles Martinet who does Mario, Luigi, Wario, and Waluigi.
So he was like, I want him to be... like he hates himself. Okay. That is part of the way he voices Waluigi.
And Jeff, the Nintendo were like, hey, I reckon for this one, you don't need to do an Italian stereotype. And Charles Martinet was like, he is an Italian stereotype or I walk.
Every human is Italian, okay?
Except Peach.
How are you not getting this? Princesses, obviously not.
They're princesses.
Every human male
is... Princess is a race.
This is kind of thing where it's like, well, royalty can't be Italians. Yeah. Italians are the working class.
What? Italian are men, princesses are women. This is Mushroom Kingdom, baby. Everyone else is toads.
It's great that that sort of implies that it's he gets to decide. They're like, okay, sure, sorry. Everyone else is toads.
I've heard you do every Mario character except a toad on this show.
Yeah, oh, no, boy.
Now I know why.
There it is.
We did a
toad. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
We've done toad before. I just
can't remember no.
There was one episode where we were talking about Toad being stuck doing all the dirty work for Wario,
I think. I think so.
I'll break your kneecaps. Wario, I don't want to move, Meth. Please. I'm on the straight and narrow.
That's great because that implies he was once a criminal. He's trying to get out of the game. God bless him.
While the general knowledge is that he is the same age as Luigi, his relationship with Wario is unclear. Mm. So he's the same age as Luigi, making him the same age as... No.
Mario and Luigi aren't twins. Well,
the plot thickens. It was once stated in the Nintendo Power magazines that Wario is the cousin of the Mario brothers, but this has never been confirmed. He also shares a mysterious relationship with Waluigi, a likely theory that he is his brother, though not confirmed.
Okay.
Not confirmed.
So is this some kind of like, Wario rocks up to the Mushroom Kingdom, like he's seeing like this guy, he's named Mario, he's rescued some princess, he's got a lot of fame, he's like... We kind of look alike. And just kind of has like makes a grift. He's like, hey, I'm your long lost cousin.
He's me, Wario.
It's you so got funny. Any money?
Like, the Mario games must be the only beloved Japanese franchise that doesn't have the most insanely convoluted backstory.
Yeah, in fact, they like actively work against you trying to figure out what's going on.
Like, imagine if like Waluigi was the the broken heart of Wario's son from the future.
Idea. Theory.
Sure, I'm listening.
So how about this? So Wario is bad Mario.
Yes.
And, you know, Waluigi is bad Luigi. Yeah. So again, what if this, like, so Wario and Waluigi are basically just actors.
Okay.
And they're making this amazing grift on Mario and Luigi.
But they don't get anything out of it.
Well, we don't know their long-term grip, and okay. maybe they're just stupid. So Wario comes to Mario, and he's just kind of like, give me money or whatever. Mm. And that kind of, like, fails. And then suddenly he's, like, roped into some, like, go-karting tennis shit. And he's like, okay, I need a partner in crime. He goes up to his, like, bitter friend. And he's like, look, you kind of look like this cunt.
Yeah.
So why don't we get you a... dress you up in purple and yellow.
Yeah,
you call yourself Bad Luigi.
And you can wear an upside-down L on your hat.
Does that make sense? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, all right. They do that. I'm not quite sure what their goal is. Maybe it's to kill them and impersonate them later in life.
The first appearance of Wario, I'm fairly sure. It might be in a game earlier on that's like Tetris with Toad v. Wario. But if it's not that one, the first game with Wario is Super Mario and the Legend of the Six Golden Coins or something.
Yeah, on Game Boy.
On Game Boy. And that is where Wario steals Mario's castle? No. Wario does... Yes, no, that's
he's
right.
He's like the first... He's the last boss you fight.
Yeah. He's Wario. Yeah. Because Mario had recently gone to Sarasaland where Daisy is the princess, right? And while he was away, Wario stole his castle.
That's funny.
So when Mario comes back, he's like, oh my God.
All right.
This is a guy who is clearly like an evil version of me is impersonating. Yeah. I don't know.
So Wario's coming and he's like, nah, this is my castle. This is my, I need it. Mm-hmm. And then Mario comes along and he's like, give it back. And I presume he loses.
Hey, do Wario do I'm doing a Borat impersonation.
My wife. Wow, gotta be more faithful. Wow, my wife. This is my castle.
Mario would love Borat.
Look at your mankini. Waluigi, order me two mankini.
You're still funny after
Waluigi's a big Bruno fan.
Bruno's a funnier. Come on.
Talking the piece.
He's underrated.
He's underrated. He's funny, you know. It's a bit more. I think it's better. I don't know.
Nah. What did you know, Waluigi?
Toad loves Ali G. Yeah. So I think the craziest thing about Super Mario and the Six Golden Coins is the realization that Mario has a castle. That doesn't seem right.
Name one other plumber you know that owns a castle.
I always imagine Mario.
Name
living...
one other plumber.
Luigi.
Yeah, I always imagine Mario just lives in a house, but I guess he has a castle somewhere.
Well, him and Luigi lived together at the start of
Super Mario, the saga one. The
Mario RPG. Luigi Superstar Saga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They live in a big mushroom.
Yeah, it's like a house.
Is that their holiday mushroom?
Could be their holiday
maybe
mushroom.
Maybe when they're away from the castle. Yeah. Wario, I imagine, has a kind of transient life where he just lives in motels in the Mushroom Kingdom, motorbiking between them.
He has a house, though, because that's in all the WarioWare games. Oh, it opens true. In his house.
He has a castle in the Wario Land games because Captain Syrup, who's a pirate that always steals his shit, always robs his castle. And he's always like, one of them, they wake him up in bed or just kick him out a window. That's the opening to one of the Wario Land games. It's actually that your alarm goes off. You wake up. Everybody's there. They pick him up and huck him out a window. But if you sleep through the alarm... No, if you wake up... It's like there's two different levels depending on whether or not your alarm wakes you up. So if you sleep through the alarm, you get kicked out. But if your alarm goes off and you start moving immediately, you play a different level. Wario Land games rule.
Yeah, I think if they were to expand like on the lore on any of the Mario Universe games, like just go all out on a Wario and Waluigi game.
Absolutely. It's the right move. It's so mysterious.
Like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Oh! And Mario and Waluigi. Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, before we go on, here's maybe a word from our sponsor.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And also a reminder about Big Deal, my nightmare quiz show that is guaranteed to upset. Tickets will be available from our website soon. Dusha, you were saying something?
I did solve the mystery of your statement about Nintendo hating Waluigi.
Yeah.
So Waluigi is the only Nintendo character that was created not by Nintendo. It was made by Camelot, who made the Mario Tennis game the first time.
Okay.
So they created him as a partner for Wario. So Nintendo were like, yeah, he can live in Mushroom Kingdom, but we're never really going to acknowledge
him. And which is also why they hate the other Kongs besides Donkey.
Yeah.
But Funky's he's had a resurgence.
It's been a good year for Funky Kong fans.
It's been a year of the Funky.
Yeah, so we had Year of Luigi a couple of years ago. Yeah. Greatest year of my life.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever get the Year of Waluigi? And what would that entail?
I would love that. Yeah. I would love a game where, like the Year of Luigi, you could play as Luigi in like the Super Mario Brothers games.
And they made Dr. Luigi.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a new Luigi's Mansion game.
But like, as with every game where you play as Luigi, like Luigi can jump higher, but he's a bit slippery. I like to imagine when you play as Waluigi, he doesn't really jump and just climbs over everything.
Like slinks. He doesn't have joints.
He's Samara's from The Ring.
Or he's Alex Mack, but in puddle form always.
As I like to imagine him just as
purple
like,
puddle with a moustache.
Awkwardly, you know, whereas Mario can do a massive jump, Waluigi can jump the height of a regular person. So to get into a pipe, he has to actually hoist himself over,
give me a minute. But it is for Waluigi, come on.
And then he kind just of like, climbs in.
Spider-Man-esque wall crawling, but wrong.
It's great to imagine him falling out the pipe on the other end and landing and having to take a bit because he's hurt.
Like this they advertise it as like a classic platformer game, but then you get to the first level and like there's a really easy jump that any other character in the Mushroom Kingdom would be able to do, except he can't do it, and then it's just a gambling game.
It's just solitaire. He just sits down and plays solitaire.
Well,
I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I tell you, if you told me that Waluigi could climb on walls, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, he has
that.
Very powerful legs.
We can summon water.
Yeah,
summon water and kick real good. Those are his two powers that just keep reoccurring.
His shoes are very pointy,
and they've made him like a romantic in the more recent tennis games. He always has like roses in his mouth and stuff.
He's a lover, not a fighter. I can believe that about Waluigi.
He's got a lot of depth.
Yeah, I think Waluigi's got like a lot more depth than we give him credit for.
So
a dating sim would be a perfect Waluigi game.
That's a lot of people have actually said like if they're going to do a Waluigi game, it needs to be a dating sim.
That would be incredible. Date everyone in the Mushroom Kingdom because no one can.
I would 100% pick a toad for his partner every single time.
Oh, no!
Because while Wario is like dating Wario is you're going to come out of that like
it's not
going to
be good.
Eye.
It's not going to be good.
No. Whereas I feel with like Waluigi, he might like treat you nice. I mean, yeah, you're going to go through a stint where you're addicted to meth.
Yeah.
But after that,
controversial opinion, Waluigi's just rough around the edges. Okay, he spent too much time with Wario. He himself, not a bad guy. Mm. He's just got shit friends. So if you get in and you start dating Waluigi, and you're like, kick Wario out, he's no good. And Waluigi cuts Wario out of his life. You go get some therapy. Perfect man.
Yeah. He looks like he could be easily be like,
we finally know what Waluigi really is.
A reformed,
who is Waluigi? The perfect man. What does he want? A monogamous relationship.
With me.
He wants love.
That's absolutely the takeaway here. I'm trying to think of other games he's been in. So he's allowed to go karting.
Yep.
He's allowed to attend Mario parties.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, he's in some.
Oh, is he?
In the latest one, yeah.
Fuck, he is too.
Yeah.
Fuck, why don't I play as Waluigi?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know what's wrong with you. He always plays the Goomba. Play as Waluigi.
Goomba's such a fucking lad. I can't look past him.
He's got no arms. He rules. No arms, no problems, baby.
He's an assist trophy in the Smash Brothers game since Brawl.
Yeah. he be allowed to be
a trophy in Melee, but he doesn't appear in it himself.
Okay.
So he can't fight. You're right. He's a lover, not a fighter.
He would like to get all the dance crystals and be the greatest dancer in the land.
So he wants to dance. He's happy to play some games. He's a bit of a party boy.
Yeah.
Doesn't like to throw a punch.
No.
Loves water and kicks, though.
Yeah, he's good at kicking, and he has water abilities.
I'm forgetting anything significant?
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be more to this Waluigi character.
Oh, he was in Kingdom Hearts. No. He's the lead character in Red Dead Redemption 2, no,
that's
of course.
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
He loves horses.
I'm trying to think if he's associated with any
Mario
imagine.
Golf, again.
Yeah. Let's break this down a bit more in depth. Can we look at his attire? So sure. He's wearing overalls. Mm-hmm. Now, is there any significance? So he's a blue-collar worker? Can we kind of at least make that claim?
Yeah, but...
Or is he just like fashion?
Yeah, I think he wears it kind of like it's a look for him.
Or is that
oh
like,
my God,
you know,
what if he's like a
Wario.
Rich dude trying to like dress down to be like
undercover
his cool friend
boss.
Wario?
Yeah. Or is it more like Wario, put this on.
But Wario most of the time these days just dresses like a bikie. Like he doesn't really wear the overalls that often anymore.
I like this rich boy idea.
There's a rabid version of him in Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
A rabid Wario?
Yeah, it's called... No, there's Wario and Waluigi. It's Boario and Boaluigi.
That's ridiculous. I'm also real mad. You know, we're saying that Wario is clearly bad Rio, but that is not Waiji. That would have been much better. Wario and Waiji. There was also going to be a Wa Peach. That never happened, though, but there is concept art for a Wa Peach, which would have complicated things so much further. But thank God it never happened.
What about this Wa-Bowser? Just like bad, but would Wa-Bowser be good?
Well, that is weird
or
that
just
Bowser
Italian.
Doesn't
have... Italian Bowser. Fuck, that would rule.
Yeah, so...
The internet's been going crazy recently with like Bowsette.
Yeah, yeah.
That
weird
crown that turns characters into Peach. So it's just, they just made like real sexy versions of criminals in the Mushroom Kingdom. But yeah, give us the Waluigi hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just makes everyone slender and purple.
Yeah.
Like too tall and very, very, very like long.
Yeah. Quick question.
Sure.
Does cloning exist in the Mario Kingdom?
Ooh.
Possibly.
Or does magic exist in the
Magic
Mario
certainly
Kingdom?
Does, yeah.
Yeah, Kamek has a magic wand.
It uses the PlayStation symbols, which I thought was real weird.
Yeah. Is it possible that through some kind of magic curse that they've just created a being which is just the evil parts of Luigi and the evil parts of
Mario? You're saying that Wario and Waluigi aren't like mirror reflections. They are literally the evil in Mario drawn out and made flesh.
Because, Wario was actually like a proper villain in the Subspace Emissary of Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He was, too. And
he fucking shoots... Lucas from Earthbound and turns him into a trophy and steals him.
Plus, one of his moves is just biting people.
So if you take like all the so because Mario, he's not an evil boy. Surely,
no, Mario, Mario doesn't have an evil bone in his body.
I mean, he's a little bit of a sociopath at times, but I reckon he's a good boy. Yeah. So I reckon that's just been all like his evil's been sucked out and somehow put into this body of this.
Also, Wario can't die.
But he's not evil, it's just greed.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so, okay. Because I reckon Mario's a
little bit...
Except
shooting a kid in
Brawl. Yeah, yeah,
because Mario, doing it for money. I want to say he's not evil, but he's an odd boy.
Yeah, actually, what greed does Wario have that Mario doesn't?
Well, Mario
still gabs over the coins for...
Mario, like, doesn't actively want the coins. He has to get them in order to survive.
Yeah, that's
true.
Because
they equal lives to him.
That's a good point. Whereas for Wario...
Or outfits in Odyssey.
Yes. For Wario, the coins that you receive in Wario Land don't achieve shit.
Well, all he wants to do, the only reason he wants coins is so he can bathe in them.
What a hedonist.
Like, it's so weird that someone, he loves eating garlic and then bathing in money.
Yeah,
he's got to be the stinkiest dude in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Smells like metal and garlic.
Is this kind of like some kind of weird Full Metal Alchemist homunculus shit where it's like the persona of greed is Wario? So what is Waluigi?
The
apathy?
Self-pity.
That was a deep dive into Fullmetal Alchemist that I just was not expecting. That came out of nowhere.
How dare you bring something out of nowhere on this fine podcast?
I'm so sorry, Kay.
Oh, no, like, random references, yes. Anime references. I'm like, fucking hell.
All
right.
All of a sudden, you're
Let
like
me get
a
my
rock
pillow.
Well, what was I going to say? Something about Wario. Something
would you guys, if I like went, like, would you guys go in with me and we buy a life size Waluigi body pillow?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Waluigi waifu pillow. Yeah.
Yes.
Waifu. And
that's what the Wa stands for.
Waifu. It's Waifu Luigi. Mario and wife Luigi. What a confusing realization. So, because in the Wario Land games, you never die. You in the first one, you can, but from that point onwards, you don't die.
You just lose your money.
You just lose your money. And also, at the end, depending on how many coins you collected, is the treasure you get.
That's right, or the castle you get.
Or the yeah, that's right, the castle you receive at the end. I'm just trying to understand. I feel like to understand Waluigi's motives, we need to understand Wario's motives.
No, I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So
it's weird that Waluigi's not more of a coward if he's a dark reflection of Luigi. Yeah.
Well, the self-pity makes sense, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Luigi's... He is a coward.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
But isn't Luigi's Mansion kind of the fact that Luigi thought himself a coward but turns out was not a coward?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Luigi can fight through it. Waluigi, if it was Waluigi's Mansion, he'd just... He'd
bite through it.
He'd slither through the pipes.
He's a slithery fella.
Show up to with a tennis racket.
Exactly.
Is Waluigi one of the seven deadly sins? Is he a representation if we're going through Wario being greed? What is Luigi?
He's not lost.
When Magnum did the ice creams that each of them represented, one of the seven deadly sins. What if one of them was just Waluigi?
Is he wrath? I feel Waluigi could be wrath.
He doesn't seem angry though.
Well, apparently it's kind of again.
Is tennis a deadly sin?
Waluigi apparently is way cleverer than Wario and prefers to solve things.
Who isn't?
Wario is as clever as a brick.
He's a dumb fuck.
It's true.
And prefers to solve problems with, like, no power and, like, outsmart people. But then also he seems like a buffoon.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said buffoon in my life, and I don't know why my brain went there.
What are the seven deadly sins?
What is Waluigi getting out of his relationship with Wario? What is he, though?
Because it's
friendship.
Yeah, it must just be friendship.
And tennis partner.
Yeah, that's...
You know how, like, they on Mario Kart, you get courses, like, named after the different characters. Yeah. Wasn't Waluigi's course just a clock?
Yeah.
Isn't it a pinball machine?
Waluigi's pinball machine. Maybe there's a clock as well?
Maybe? That's weird that his are all... Yeah, let's find that out.
That's weird that his are all racing tracks.
Mario Kart! Fuck!
All right, well, I'm going on that seven deadly sin path, because that's what I want to focus in on.
Okay.
So I don't think... Well,
I'm going to go grab my phone. Everyone else is doing research. Give me a second.
It's the most important topic you've ever selected.
We need this, Jack!
Oh, no, he's had a... Here, there's Waluigi pinball. I swear there's a fucking clock. Waluigi. So,
the clock I don't think is Waluigi. I know the clock you're talking about. It's in seven.
I mean, it's just called TikTok clock.
Yeah.
So would Waluigi be prideful? I don't think so.
No, he's the opposite of pride,
I
reckon.
He's the opposite of pride. Lust? No.
Does Waluigi fuck? Hard to say.
Well, he's a romantic.
Maybe he is lust.
Maybe he is lust.
Fuck.
Does Waluigi fuck Wario?
Another great question.
It's easy
that
to
was
imagine
my theory.
Waluigi spider-like above Wario, pounding away with what I can only imagine.
Okay,
is a very
who is the top?
Thin. Waluigi.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Wario's got cushion for the bush. Yeah.
Wario does look like a power bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm just reading about. I know I've brought it up a couple times, but I just want to find out exactly the specifics of Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix.
While you quickly do that, I just want to point out that I googled Waluigi and found out that he looks heaps like our former Prime Minister Tony Abbott,
who also eats onions.
What could that possibly mean? Add that to the red string chalkboard we've got going.
That's
yeah. I see it. I reckon maybe, like, Waluigi, in my two cents, is definitely at least some aspects of lust. With a little bit of apathy there thrown in.
Yeah, I would say of all of them, it's definitely lust.
Yeah.
So Waluigi's lust.
Yeah.
You want to know the saddest thing ever?
Yes.
Maybe. So I had misremembered.
I'm sold out of Waluigi body parts.
Not my Wafoos.
So I thought Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix is about Waluigi wanting to steal dance crystals to be the greatest dancer in the world. No. He's stealing music keys to give to Wario so that Wario can make Dance Dance Revolution Wario Mix. And then Wario gets them stolen off him by Bowser, who is the final boss. That is the most pathetic trajectory.
So that makes me decide that Waluigi is the bottom.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Is Waluigi just a good friend to Wario?
I think.
He doesn't deserve it.
Which has never been given any other friends, so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what true friendship is like.
I feel like maybe just, what does Waluigi want? A good friend.
Yep. Who is Waluigi? Wario's
a needy friend.
Oh,
He's not lost. He's pathetic because it turns out that he, in the Mario Party games, and this is canon, is in love with Daisy, but she does not feel the same way. And in Mario Party 5 and 6, teams have names, and it's called Awkward Date, those two, because Daisy is not keen.
But pathetic isn't a set list.
No. What
would the pathetic Magnum ice cream feel like? It's just a stick in a bag.
Stick a bag. Previous sucked on stick.
Just stick in a bag, and they've just topped the bag up with a bit of milk.
If you slosh it around, you get whatever remnants of chocolate were on the stick, and it's a bit flavored. That's disgusting.
No, thank you. Okay, well, sorry, I guess, yeah, he's definitely not lost.
No, he's certainly not lost.
He's sad as sin.
But I see him as a happy character.
Yeah?
We've painted him as such a sad little guy, but I feel like, you know, in spite of all of his shortcomings, he rises above.
I think you're right.
He's inspiring. And
well, like, what is he inspiring?
Yeah, because he's never down and out. You know, if you think about him, you know, Dance Dance Mario Mix, it made him out to seem like he was pretty pathetic.
You know that game we think about every day.
Yeah, that game I can't stop thinking about. Because he gets the keys, gives them to Wario, and then presumably Waluigi goes and has a lovely day by the beach or something.
Yeah.
He's not involved. He's just a cog in the system, and he's happy for it.
He seems like almost like a bit of an underling. He seems like kind of like maybe like Wario's lieutenant, you know what I mean? He's like, you go out and do some of the grunt work for me.
What's that, like that Looney Tunes cartoon, and it was like that little like needy dog always like yapping around the bigger dog? Like, that's what Waluigi is.
Yeah.
What are we going to do today, boss?
Yeah.
I have one last horrible piece of information to add into all of this that just leads to Stockholm Syndrome basically being what Waluigi is and also why he wants what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2001 to 2003, Nintendo of Europe posted a web series on their website called Wario's Warehouse that depict Wario strapping Waluigi to medieval torture racks to make him thinner and longer, so he's a more exaggerated version of Luigi to match how Wario is a more exaggerated version of Mario.
Oh,
so
no.
Wario created Waluigi. Uh-huh.
So Waluigi was once a regular-looking Italian man.
So does Wario have any beef with Luigi? Or just with Mario?
Well, he's attracted to Daisy, who is Luigi is also attracted to, I guess.
That's
the closest they have to a beef.
Because what I'm trying to think here is if Wario is just kind of like obsessed with Mario, is this kind of just kind of, he wants to basically become Mario so that he's now kidnapped some guy who was sort of lanky-ish, stretched him out, tortured
him. Waluigi or Carl.
And like just Stockholm the shit out of this poor boy, brainwashed him somewhat so that Waluigi is now in a cult of Wario.
I'm reading here in the Mario and Sonic and at Rio 2016 Olympic Games, when you win, Waluigi warns the player that people won't cheer them on forever just because they win medals.
and
also in Mario Gold World Tour, he warns the player character to not let the victory go to their heads, and they should be honest with themselves and just happy they earned it. He says that his favorite thing to do in between rounds is relax and have fun.
See, he's inspiring.
Yeah. I think he's a lover. I think, look, I'm ignoring that scary piece of canon.
There's also a fan theory that says that his Foreman Spike, that got tortured. Foreman Spike, the main character from the video game Wrecking Ball that appeared on the NES, I think.
Really? I've never heard that.
Because he's dressed the same as Waluigi, but is like a little bit thinner. And his cart, Waluigi's cart in one of the Mario Kart games resembles...
like a bulldozer.
The track, yeah, the bulldozer. That's what Foreman Spike looks like.
Whoa.
And then Wario stretched him out.
So you shave Foreman Spike, you stretch him out. Look, I still think he's a lover. I still think he's an inspiration. But I think he's just been brainwashed by that cunt Wario. And I think we need to get him away from that toxic man.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. We got to look after Waluigi.
It's less Waluigi wants and more what we can do for Waluigi, and that is
exactly.
Free him of that cunt Wario.
Free Waluigi.
Free Waluigi.
Put that on a t-shirt. and this weekend, make sure you call the Waluigi in your life and let him know how important he is to you.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I'm Levins, the Waluigi of your life. Please call me and listen to my podcasts, Hey Fam, Serious Issues, and the other ones.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.